Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about criticizing the world without knowledge. In this connection, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not insult the world, for it is the best mount for the believer. It is the best mount for the believer towards the akhirat, because by means of it he attains good, and through it he is saved from evil. If a servant of Allah says, 'May Allah curse the world,' the world itself replies, 'May Allah curse the most disobedient one towards his Lord from amongst us.'" Because the gist of the hadith is that it's true that this world has been reprimanded in the hadith and in the Quran as well. But the word dunya or the world can be taken in two senses. One is anything that brings a person away from God. And the second sense is, the physical universe, the corporeal universe, the material world that we are in currently. It is in the first sense that the world has been reprimanded in the hadith and in the Quran. But in the second sense, this material world that we are in, and this is in and of itself, it's neither good nor bad. If we use it to cultivate our hereafter, it's something good. Otherwise, if we use it, to distance ourselves from Allah and His good pleasure, then it can be something bad. So the physical world in and of itself, it's not something bad. It is a sign of Allah. It's an ayah. It's a sign of Allah from amongst the signs of Allah. And if we use that sign, that ayah, in order to recognize the dhil ayah, or the thing it is a sign for, meaning God and its creator, then, it's something beautiful. It's something good. It's probably because of this that in a similar hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following, O you who insult the world, you have been deceived by its deceit and cheated by its falsities. Do you covet the world and then insult it? Should you accuse it, or should it accuse you? When did it bewilder it or deceive you? Verily, the world is an abode of truth for he who is truthful to it, an abode of well-being for he who understands it, and an abode of riches for he who collects provision from it for the next world. Right, so the world is, a place where we can cultivate our hereafter, and there's no reason for us to, reprimand it or scold it or curse it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at reprimanding the world in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.